Hello and welcome to Dark City Radio. You're listening to the I Am show. It was previously the Terry and Sarah show, but Terry's had to leave for personal reasons, and I decided to still carry it on because we've had lots of really good feedback. This week I'm going to be talking about forgiveness with Callie, who you've all heard Callie on all the other radio shows before. And we're going to be talking about forgiveness this week. And it's still the same format, really, just having conversations with me or other people having conversations about issues like forgiveness and other important issues that are important to take responsibility for. It's still focusing on responsibility for everyone taking responsibility for yourself. We decided to do forgiveness because this is such a major thing that I've realised from talking to people that a lot of people don't even understand really what forgiveness is, and they don't understand who benefits from forgiveness. So I thought this show would be a very important one so that people actually understand what it actually means. Most people think forgiveness is for the benefit of somebody who has harmed them, and this isn't true. It benefits you, forgiveness. And in this show, I hope to demonstrate this by talking to Callie, and she was abused as a child by her uncle, and she's forgiven him, you know. And so I thought she'd be a really good example to have on the show, as she really inspired me on her show about abuse when she was telling us all about how she managed to forgive her uncle and how it's made her feel. So I thought she'd be an excellent example of somebody who has managed to forgive somebody for something major, absolutely major, massive issue to deal with, what she has dealt with. And she's dealt with it so well and come out the other side, and you can really see the benefits from the way she talks about it and the way it's made her feel.
I think finding the courage within myself to forgive my uncle, it set me free. It didn't set him free. He still lives with whatever burdens he might carry from his past, from our past. But I don't. I'm free of all those burdens now.
Do you mind if I just say something? Because what I was meant to actually say is I want to ask Callie, I'm going to ask you three questions, because that's all I think I need to ask you, is like before, during, and after you've forgiven him, you know. Forgiveness, if it isn't dealt with, it's something that can turn into bitterness, anger, really loads of major negative emotions that you can carry around for years and years and years and have a dramatic effect on your daily, day-to-day life. So how did you feel, Callie, before you forgave
people? Well, before was... I was a basket case. I really was. I had what I describe now as terminal depression over the course of around 20 years. The first 20 years of my adult life, if you like. I was often suicidal. I drank. I mean, drinking within my family was kind of an accepted norm. I come from a family of heavy drinkers, and so I adopted that as my own crutch as well. I'd go through some real dark episodes of depression and self-hatred and self-loathing and self-destruct. I was in and out of abusive relationships, and relationships where I was involved with men that just did not care about me, because I just did not care about myself. And what I found was I did try to deal with the things that I needed to deal with. But because I'd go through the motions, I'd go through the facing up to the trauma of being abused and what that did to me as a child. But I never, ever got up to the point of letting that stuff go, which is what forgiveness is. So what I found was every time something happened in my life, at the end of a relationship or, you know, the loss of a job or a family row or whatever it might be, I'd be plunged straight back into the depths of despair, and I'd be going through and reliving all the traumas that I had as a child. That was just cyclic over the course of 20 years. And it got to the point where I I could see what was happening. I recognized the cycles. But I didn't realize there was anything I could do about it. I thought I was stuck with it until, but that would bring us to the during, and I'm going to let you ask the during question if you think I've properly answered the before question.
Yeah, you definitely covered it, and it was highlighting what I was saying. You know, if you do not forgive, you are the one who's left injured. You are the one who's left a victim. You're the one who's left acting out this really negative role that just brings loads and loads of more shit into your life, basically. And this is the sort of pattern that a lot of people who do not forgive, who do not understand what forgiveness is, and I think it's more of a case of the fact that they don't understand what forgiveness actually is as to them not wanting to forgive. People think that by forgiving, you're letting that person no longer take responsibility for their own actions, and that you're also letting them to come back into your life. It is not about letting the person still come be in your life and carry on harming you. Forgiveness is about breaking the cycle. So yeah, you answered that question really well. And so what was it that sort of triggered you to forgive? What brought it to your attention that it was an important thing to do and to do?
Well, it was quite a strange time, really. I've been a heavy drinker since the age of 14, really. And I developed asthma. I actually got asthma and I was in hospital for a week on nebulizers and such like. And at that point, I decided, okay, I need to stop smoking. I've got asthma, I stop smoking. It's that simple. It's strange, that week in hospital was a bit of an epiphany all by itself. I don't know where it came from, but I felt surrounded by light. I felt light inside, you know. That came out of nowhere somehow, but it came out of inside me. I don't know whether the cosmos was working to actually bring me to this place where I had to stop smoking for my health, and then stopping smoking led me to stop drinking because I couldn't go out and enjoy a drink without a fag. And I was determined I wasn't going to smoke again, although I do now. and so I stopped drinking about 2 weeks after quitting smoking. I did try to drink, but it just, an energy shift had taken place inside me somehow during that week in hospital. And although I was in the pub and down in the pints with my friends, and I could have continued with that, but I recognised that was something else I needed to be rid of in my life. I recognised that I could, in another 20 years from then, still be finding myself lost at the bottom of a bottle of wine or a pint of lager or whatever it might be. And that I needed to stop that I needed to take control. So I stopped drinking then. And that was a massive, massive adjustment for me, because all of my social life, all of my interactions with my family, it was all based around alcohol and drinking. So I had to find other outlets for my energy and for my creativity and all of that. In fact, I had to find outlets, not other outlets. I had to find outlets for them. And I began to meditate. Meditation was something that I'd always been kind of interested in, but that had always seemed kind of vague and woolly to me. But I wasn't watching telly, I was using the internet. And so the internet's there in front of me, the whole world has opened up before me. And so I was kind of exploring the more spiritual side of life. I began to meditate, and I'd be in the shower chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, and I was actually going through this massive transformation. And a part of that was I kept getting this message that I needed to forgive. And the word was forgive at that time. It's what I describe now as letting go of the baggage, if you like. But at that time, the word was always forgive. I have to forgive. I have to forgive. And I had all the same problems that I think most people have with the notion of forgiveness, that it would be letting my uncle off. And did I really want to do that? Until it eventually occurred to me that I wasn't actually hurting my uncle in any way, shape or form by hanging on to this pain and anger and self-loathing and all that sort of stuff. It was me that I was hurting. And so I just poof. And it was, I let it go. I thought, I'm not going to feel those feelings anymore. I know the circumstances of my life. I know the crap that I've been through. But I don't have to keep on reliving that for the next 60 years I've got on the planet or whatever it might be. I can let it go. And that's exactly what I did do. And it actually, my nan died, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, my nan died. And this was about 3 years after this experience, this transformation that I'd been through. And after knowing that I had forgiven and had let this stuff go. So my nan died, and obviously there was a big family funeral, and my uncle was there. And when we went to the club for the wake after the service itself, myself and my brother and a few cousins were standing outside having a smoke, and my uncle walked past, and everybody in that little gathering sort of looked down, looked away. Nobody would greet him or make eye contact with him or anything like that. And I just looked him in the eye and I said hello to him. And he very sheepishly walked past with his head down and gave me a little smile, and in he went. And then a little bit later on, I was outside again with another bunch of people, a couple of cousins. I think my brother was there again at that point. And my uncle was heading out. He was about to leave, and having to walk through this crowd of people again. And again, I was the only one that actually acknowledged his presence, and I said goodbye to him. He looked so upset and relieved, and all kinds of emotions must have been going through him at that point. And he said thank you to me, and off he went. And that's when I really, really knew that, yes, I'd forgiven myself of all that baggage I'd been carrying around. But it had some tangible substance in my interaction with my uncle on that day. I've not seen him since. Yeah, it was quite an amazing time, actually, just to know how real it was, and to prove to myself that I really did mean it, that I wasn't going to go to pieces at the sight of him and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it was quite amazing.
It sounds absolutely amazing. You really inspired me when I first heard you saying about telling us about this story, about what you'd been through and how you'd managed to forgive your uncle, you know, because it's about forgiving yourself as well. Did you find that you had to forgive yourself, or was it just solely your uncle?
No, it was myself. I hated myself. I'd grown up with all these messages about myself. I mean, one of the things my uncle told me when he actually began abusing me was that if I told anyone what we were doing, what was happening, if I told anyone about it, that no one would love me anymore. And I, being me, asked him to explain what do you mean no one will love me anymore. And he went through it. He said, your mum and your dad and your nan and your granddad and your brother and your sister, and listed all these people that would no longer love me if they knew what I was doing. And that's the way I heard it, if they knew what I was doing, not what he was doing. So that was something that kind of coloured the whole rest of my childhood. The message was reinforced in many ways by all kinds of circumstances and people and whatnot. I absolutely had to forgive myself. I had to acknowledge that I hadn't done anything wrong. And although I knew that intellectually, I didn't know it on an emotional level. I had to let go of the anger I felt towards myself emotionally. So it was absolutely about forgiving myself. And I've been thinking a little bit about the word forgiveness, knowing that we were going to be doing this show. And just breaking that word down, it's for giving yourself a break, a release from the burdens that you carry. It's for giving, yeah?
Yeah, it is definitely something that you do for yourself. I've been through some stuff in my life, but nothing is as full on as that really yet to go through as a child. And that's why I thought it'd be good to have you on here, because it is just amazing. And it is for yourself, isn't it? It's definitely not for anyone else but yourself. And that's why it's so important for you to forgive yourself. So I suppose you've noticed a dramatic change in your life then, if we compared you to how you are now to how you was 20 years ago.
You wouldn't know me. You wouldn't know me at all. I'm entirely different. My whole life has turned around. I'm vital and centered, and I not only like myself, I love myself, I care for myself, I give myself all kinds of breaks that I never used to give myself before. I'm very kind to myself and easy on myself, whereas previously, I blamed myself for everything that went wrong in my life, and I would punish myself for things going wrong in my life, and that's all gone now. So when I forgave my uncle, I actually gave myself the biggest blessing I possibly could have done. I freed myself up to be truly what I am, and I guess this being the I Am show, I am. This healed and whole being.
And have your relationships been since then?
Oh, can I answer that one? Can I answer that one?
Of course you can, Prajna.
Because, I think that most of my relationships throughout my life, I've wanted to be the knight on shining in shining armor who came along and rescued poor damsels in distress. And, finally I've found someone who's not in distress, who I don't have to fix, I don't have to sort her head out. We can just have a relationship, and it's beyond anything that I ever imagined. It's incredible. So that's one recommendation for it. And it looks like we've just got someone phoned in on the line.
I actually recognise that icon. That's Mark Mann. Have we got Mark Mann?
Yeah, you have, guys. Hold on. Are you live?
We are live in the middle of a show, Mark, on forgiveness.
Okay. Oh, forgiveness. I know a great deal about that.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Go on. Speak freely what you know of forgiveness.
I've practised a great deal because I've had to. Not because I wanted to. But I can tell you how to forgive. Oh, I'll tell you how I forgive, anyhow. It's taken until I was 33 years of age to learn, and my life got much easier once I did. And I realised that, well, someone taught me, actually, what it was. I had to just think about what it was that had really happened in the situation. I'm trying to think of an example of what happened. Let me think. Someone to forgive. I don't want to get too personal, actually. But,
sorry not to interrupt, Mark. It's just that this has been the topic of discussion. I was sexually abused as a child. And a few years ago, I came to the point where, through all sorts of different happenings, I came to the point where I could let that stuff go. I could forgive it. So you're in good company, I think.
Okay. I can only think of the one big thing that I don't really want to tell you about yet. But,
all right.
Let's see. I suppose I can tell you one recently. Just a simple thing. A friend of mine said he would do something. He wouldn't. He said he was going to arrange to sort something out for me, and it just didn't happen. I chased him a while, and then I realised he wasn't prepared to do it, but he wasn't prepared to tell me that. So as much as I tried to just let it go, I don't know how that happens, because I haven't just let anything go. So I'm like a dog with a bone, you know. It's literally like I've got to take practical steps to forgive someone. And what I did was I thought about, I don't know if I'll say his name, he might be listening, but I thought about him and his situation in life, you know, where he's at. And I looked at examples in the past where I can see that I've done a similar thing. And it's helped me to realise that he's human, just like I'm human. And to be able to just, what sort of position did I put him in to ask him something? Because I led him into it. I think I actually may have manipulated him from the start. So it may have been all my own setting up. And he probably wasn't willing to do what I'd asked him to do. So that gave me the heads up that I was more responsible. Well, I had my part to play in it. Likewise did my mate. So that helped me to let it go. And I found through the day, because what had happened, it would keep coming up again. You know, I would re-feel it over and over again through the day. There would be something, anything, and it would come back up again. And he's my mate, like, you know, why I didn't want to think of him like that. So I had to just think about it in human terms, you know. And when it did come up, realise that, and say to myself that I've forgiven him. It's not important. I've forgiven him. He's human, just like me. And I've made messes. I said I'll do things and haven't done them in the past. So I just held myself to account to some degree.
Yeah.
I was told at the time by the guy who taught me is that we're all children of God. So whatever your meaning of God is, we're all children of God, and why would you hate your brothers and sisters in that way, you know, and hold resentments against them? And I think that the real reason behind me forgiving people is because it was chewing me up, and I couldn't get by stuff, you know. I was brought to my knees by my own mind.
No, you can't move forward in life and with things unless you forgive. And the thing is, if you don't forgive, you just end up living a life repeating the same mistakes, the same bad relationships, and you're living what happened to you every single day by not forgiving and not moving on. And you don't have to make it complicated, I don't think, to actually forgive. I think you just need to be aware and to just let it go, really, isn't it? And, you know, sure. You were saying before, Callie, as well, about you having asthma, and now you no longer have asthma. Is that right?
Yeah, the asthma's gone. Yeah, I mean, that was just there to save a purpose, yeah. I'm quite sure. Yeah.
I actually remember the meaning of it. Meaning of asthma is something to do with not taking some sort of, I'm not sure, I can't remember the exact emotional issues, but it does seem to tie in. You know, your health is going to... your health will be bad from it, you know. It'll all manifest itself into bitterness and into really negative cycles, and definitely need to be broken. Hello, we just had a bit of a technical hitch, but all's up and running again now. And we're talking about forgiveness, and we've had Callie's and Mark's story so far. I've found in my life that it's been important for me to forgive, you know, when people have done me wrong. I can be quite... Well, when I feel people have done me wrong, I can be quite obsessive. Well, more so in the past, and I used to end up just going round and round and round and round in loops as to what they've done, what has been done to me, and also really punish myself for allowing things to happen or to just carry on allowing them to happen. You know, like in relationships in the past, like especially when I was younger, I've been in relationships which you could say were quite abusive on some levels. And I punished myself time and time again for going back and staying in these relationships and and not getting myself out as soon as I could, as soon as it started happening. And then you end up in this sort of cycle of a cycle. Saddami, you need to mute, please. You end up in a cycle of just punishing yourself, and then you start feeling like you're not worthy for anything better, because you're not giving yourself the love and the break that you need to. You need to start thinking, I am worthy. I am loved. I am a lovable person. I do love myself, and I don't deserve to be treated like this by anybody. And I shouldn't allow myself to be treated like this by anybody. And I need to take the steps out and take care of myself and love myself so that these things don't happen. And while you're stuck in that sort of victim mentality, you don't get yourself out of situations, and you attract to you more and more and more negative situations, which just reaffirm over and over and over and over again in your head that you're not worthy of anything, and you're just attracting all this to yourself. And that's why it's important to take responsibility for yourself on so many different levels, and to forgive yourself and others. Like, we are all human, we all do make mistakes, and we're all hurt each other on one level or another at some points in our lives. You know, it's about not taking things too personally, because if someone is hurting you, it's more of a reflection of what sort of person they are rather than what sort of person you are, apart from the fact that you are taking on the victim role, and you shouldn't do, because everyone deserves to be loved. Everyone deserves to have a good life. You know, and even if you have done things wrong to other people, and you become aware of the fact that you've done things wrong to other people, and you therefore from that point on decide not to behave like that anymore, but then you deserve chances in life as well. You know, if we're all willing to take that step back and to look at our lives and to learn and to move forward and to live a more honest, upfront and loving life, then everyone deserves that chance and that space to be able to do that, including yourself. And it's all about looking after yourself, taking that time out, cooking yourself nice dinners that I always go on about, but it's so important. You know, doing things that you enjoy in your life, not getting yourself into any situations for the sake of others. You shouldn't suffer for anyone else.
Well, one of the things that Mark touched on as well is really important, and that is understanding. When he was talking about his friend who let him down, and then he kind of reflected on the position that friend had been in. And once he understood that position, then he could forgive, then he could let go of the negative feeling, of the anger and bad feeling. That is quite an important aspect of this notion of forgiveness. When you understand someone and when you recognise the situation that they're in, that might have had some sort of negative effect on you, you don't really need to forgive, because you understand it's already forgiven.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's totally. As I've got older, I've learned to understand that a lot more. You know, you get angry with people over certain things. Like, I might look back when I was younger at my mum or dad, even though they was brilliant mum and dad. You know, sometimes you think, oh, my dad did this or my mum did that, and then as you get older, you realise, well, actually, they're human beings. They loved me and they looked after me really well. And yeah, they did mess up sometimes, but so do I. So does everyone. It wasn't any. You know, I'm lucky. I didn't actually go through anything really major. It was just my view more so on things, and them being very young and their way of dealing with things sometimes, it wasn't necessary. Well, it was. I couldn't say anything bad about my mum and dad, really. I'm quite lucky. But, you know, your opinion, all I'm trying to say really is your opinion and your view, when you get this understanding that people are humans, people have been through things in their lives, and things, you know, things cause them, they behave in a certain way due to what they've been through. And this show is about not letting life sculpt you, but you sculpt who you are. You know, take responsibility for who you are. Don't let others make you be a person you don't want to be. You know, don't let somebody, because they've harmed you in some way, that what they've done go round and round in your head, scar you for the rest of your life, and dictate what sort of life you're going to live. We all deserve a good life. We all deserve to be in loving relationships. But for that to happen, we have to love ourselves, and we have to be able to move forward, and we have to be able to love. And you can't love until you can love yourself. You can't be in a happy, stable, loving relationship without loving yourself and treating the other person with love.
I think it's largely about, it's about understanding that we are all human, we are all fallible, we're all subject to so many different influences in our lives. But I think certainly part of my own journey was me getting out of my own way as well, getting I'd make judgments. We all make judgments about what we see in the world around us and about our own behaviour and all that kind of thing. But those judgments tend to be imposed from the outside. We're kind of conditioned to see things in a particular way and to respond in a particular way and all that kind of stuff. And once we recognise that, and we recognise the process that is taking place, then we can drop it, which is another way of forgiving anyway, is to let go, is to drop whatever the issue is. But if we drop our judgments and our preconceived ideas and our conditioned notions, then we are free to be what we are again. Mm. And what we are is a perfect expressions of existence, really. When a baby comes into the world, it is a perfect expression of existence. And that never, ever changes. That infant that comes into the world perfect and pure and whole and unharmed and not judged or anything like that, that essence is always there, right at the soul of every single one of us.
Hello, welcome back. We've just had another technical hitch. They seem to be happening all today. We're talking about forgiveness still, and how important it is for yourself. It's not about anybody else, and it's only something that you can do. Nobody else can do this for you. Nobody else, like Prajna has obviously realised, nobody else can be your knight in shining armour and save you. You're the only person out there who can make you move forward in life and to make you drop things and to let go of things so that you can function as a more whole human being and have a more happy life with less health issues. You know, if you don't forgive, you end up bitter. And bitterness is a really, well, it says it all in the word, doesn't it? It's a really horrible emotion to carry around with you. And it doesn't do you any good at all. It just eats away at your insides. And it just eats away at you, eats away at your life, and causes more and more and more problems. You know, understanding and forgiveness is so important. It's like we've been saying, everyone makes mistakes. We all mess up. We all let people down every now and again. We've all done things that other people have probably got really angry with us for. You know, it's just about understanding that and moving forward for your own sake, not anybody else's, but your own. And just because you've forgiven somebody doesn't mean that they no longer have to take responsibility for themselves. Like, this show is about taking responsibility for yourself, and I think it's so important to talk about these things. Like, for example, like Callie was saying, she was abused as a child, and she was told not to say anything, and that's how that secret remains and stays. It's so important for people to be able to talk about things, and this is another thing that I've found is that people find it really difficult to talk about things that they've been through in life, and a lot of people don't react very well when being told. And it's just like, it's so important that people are able to talk about anything that they've been through in life. And it shouldn't be seen as, oh, that person's talking about something really personal, or that person's this. Somebody's going to talk to you about something that they've been through. Well, then that's good, isn't it? It's actually an honour in a lot of ways that somebody is talking to you about something that they've been through, you know, as long as them themselves are willing to move forward, they want to talk about it, they want to move forward from it, and, you know, and not just talking to you all the time, hour after hour after hour after hour about the same thing and not actually doing anything about it, you know, that makes it a lot hard work, really, and that's when it turns draining, and then you've got to forgive them for going on, you know.
One of the things that can result from childhood sexual abuse and many other things as well is post-traumatic stress disorder. And that is a disorder where the individual will relive over and over and over again the incident, and they may well chew your ear off. Just going over the same old ground constantly until they come to a point where they recognise what they're doing. And I think as a listener, if you are in the position of listening to someone with PTSD, actually realising that they may actually have PTSD is a really good first step. Because then you can actually suggest that, well, maybe you've got post-traumatic stress disorder and,
that. Yeah.
But actually, what you were talking about as well is us being free to talk about our personal experiences in life without feeling ashamed or embarrassed or fearful of how people might react. And specifically when it comes to child abuse, because that is such a massive taboo around speaking about our experiences as children. One of my own personal crusades, if you like, is to make it part of the conversation, part of our ordinary everyday conversation, because it happens to millions upon millions of kids that then become adults. And until we're free to actually discuss the issues around it, then we've got damaged adults that may well remain damaged for the whole rest of their lives because they're not free to speak freely.
And what can happen? Was you still talking?
I was just going to say it's a bit of a side issue to forgiveness, but go on.
Well, what I was going to say is when you have been abused, like I have been abused in relationships, is especially older past relationships when I was younger, you know, you can get very angry, and I was very angry for a long time after that, and I used to get drunk like you were saying, and just push people about, especially men. I just used to push them about and be quite a nightmare for them, actually. I actually got the nickname Scary Sarah at one point because I was so bad. And then it took me a while to actually get to the point of forgiveness and to move forward with my life and to not be an abuser myself, because I was an abuser for a while. You know, there's no other way of looking at it. You know, you used to get drunk and be really horrible. And so it's important. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that kind of person. That's not who I want to be. And that's why forgiveness has been important in my life, you know. You end up in a cycle and that can go round and round and round. Not everybody does, but it is. If you don't deal with your emotions, then they're going to manifest and they're going to spill out.
Well, actually, you were speaking about health earlier as well, Sarah. And my health was affected by all of this baggage that I was carrying around. Not just with the asthma, that came quite late on. Most of the health issues I had were in my second chakra area. It was all my woman bits were a mess. I had the most painful periods and painful before and painful after. And I was in pain more than half of the month, every month. I probably have a week free of pain, maybe. And that carried on for years and years and years. And it wasn't, eventually I was kind of seeking treatment, seeking to find out what was wrong with me. And it coincided with this transformation that I was going through. And I was, incidentally, I was reading a book by Caroline Miss called Anatomy of the Spirit, which discusses our physical relationship to our energetic being, if you like. And so I was going backwards and forwards to the hospital. It took about a year, maybe 8 months or something, before I eventually got a diagnosis. But by the time I got the diagnosis, I'd let everything go. and I was no longer in pain and no longer, you know, suffering most of the month. And I've been healthy ever since. I still have painful periods, but in the sort of normal context, you know, I'll have a day or maybe 2 days of period pain and that's it, it's done. Like a normal woman. So the benefits of forgiving, of giving yourself release from the burdens that you might carry, they're not just spiritual and they're not just esoteric and fluffy and woolly and happy clappy. They're tangible physical results as well. You will be healthier.
Yeah, and it's like as well. I've forgotten what I was going to say. I've forgotten.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's go off on another tangent. Try and think of one.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to. You know, it's. Yeah. I remember now. People think it's difficult to forgive. But I'll tell you what the difficult thing is. The difficult thing is actually holding on to this for the rest of your life, reliving what somebody else has done to you over and over and over and over again. This thing manifesting itself into your body as bad health, as anger, as bitterness, affecting your relationships that you have with your family, affecting your relationships you have with your friends, affecting your relationships with people, all people in general. That's what's difficult. The easy bit is to let go. The easy bit is to open up more to the love and more to just love yourself. That's the easy bit. To live in a loving environment within yourself is easy. A day-to-day life, living more in the love, more in your heart, having an open heart. People can't hurt you when you're in your heart the way that they can when you're not. You know, you're not a victim anymore. There's no reason for any of us to feel like a victim, as you show yourself, Callie. You know what I mean? We all go through stuff. I've been abused in my life on more occasions than one. You've been abused. The amount of people that have been abused, it's just phenomenal, you know. And even as an adult going through abusive situations, it's still that thing about not wanting to talk about it, feeling ashamed. It's still got all similar sort of things as what it has for children.
Yeah.
But obviously, it is different, but it's still all the same sort of things, like not talking about it, you know. It's all this secret... Yeah.
And it's happening. It is you're dead right. For adults that are in difficult situations, abusive relationships, whatever it might be, the response is exactly the same as a child going through whatever that child might be going through. It's keeping it a secret. It's stiff upper lip and all that sort of stuff. And that's what's damaging.
Not being able to talk about things is one of the things that I find really difficult myself personally with a lot of the things that I've been through in my life. You know, just because somebody wants to talk to you about something, it doesn't mean that they want you to sort it out for them, you know. It doesn't mean that they want you to take it on at all. You know, not being able to talk about things is like denying a big, massive part in your life. You know, we've all experienced things in our lives, and I just think that it's about time that we all became a bit more real. You know, and talk about real issues rather than what shoes you brought or what, you know, rubbish that doesn't really... No, it's nice to talk about what shoes you got or whatever. I'm not saying don't talk about that. But, you know, we all need to be able to talk about real issues. And I've noticed with my life, by talking about things, I've learned that other people have been through things and other people have been through similar things. And then I've learned how they've dealt with it in their lives. And And I've also learned that what I've been through in my life is nowhere near as bad as what other people have, some other people have been through, and they've come out the other end really well. Really good examples to the rest of us to follow, you know. Brilliant the way that people have been through so much rubbish and managed to move forward in their life and let go and just move forward.
Absolutely. And it's not just about, well, it is. I mean, forgiveness is about forgiving yourself and freeing yourself. As we said when we began this show, it's about freeing yourself of those burdens and bad feelings and ill health and all that stuff that goes with it. But as you just said, Sarah, it's about being real. We have to be free to be real with each other and to have important conversations and to talk about the things that affect our lives in such a deep way, on such a deep level.
The world would be an amazing place if everyone just talked about what they've experienced, what they've been through, and what somebody's doing to them. You know, if communication is so important, you know, everyone's entitled to be angry at times, but you don't want to be angry. You want to experience these things. If somebody's doing something, you want to be able to experience the emotion that you're feeling at the time in that moment and then let it go. Not experience that emotion and then keep hold of it and then let it manifest inside you and develop into all sorts of other things that are just totally self-destructive. You know, we've all got to be given, all need the space and the time to be able to express ourselves, express our feelings. We're so fortunate to be able to feel all these emotions and feelings, whether they're negative or good, and it's so important for us to express them in the moment and let them go, not bottle them up because we're too scared to upset somebody, or we're too scared to rock the boat, or we don't want to upset the family, or we don't want to upset somebody. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter who you upset, you need to express yourself.
Well, one of the things that you've just touched on there that I did want to say today is that when coming to know ourselves, and this is all a journey of self-discovery and finding out what we truly are, one of the things that everyone on that journey eventually discovers is that I am not my thoughts and I am not my emotions. I experience emotions and I have thoughts, but I am not those things. I am that which experiences, which witnesses those things. And so when you come to realize that, by which I mean make real, when I say realize, and I've lost myself there on a little tangent. Oh God!
No, that was brilliant, though. What you were saying is just about experiencing and letting them go, and not becoming that. Because I've heard so many people say, "I am an angry person," and it's like you're not an angry person. You've just never expressed yourself right. You just don't express yourself right, and you don't let it go. You know, nobody is just an angry person. Nobody is just an over an emotional person. You know, it's about dealing with your emotions, and life will get so much better if you deal with it. And it is so much harder not to deal with it. And don't make it complicated, don't make it difficult, just let go and let the love in.
Yeah, exactly that. And it is that easy as well. Ultimately, it is that easy. It is a letting go.
Just drink lots of water. I always say drink lots of water. Get yourself grounded. Live in the moment. Don't be living in the past. Don't be worrying about the future. Live in the now. And, you know, everything will be so much better. You'll attract so much more beautiful situations to your life. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And look forward to having you back next week. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Sarah. And thanks, everyone.